We're celebrating America's 250th birthday. 250 years, a look back.
He is one of the most well-known characters of the War for Independence, a man who had the ignominious distinction of serving as both an American and a British general during the conflict. But long before his name became synonymous with the word traitor, he had a link to our region. I'm John Conway, Sullivan County historian and co-chair of the county's Semiquincentennial Commission. And I'll take a look back at Benedict Arnold right after this.
Fort Delaware Museum of Colonial History is celebrating America's 250th birthday this year with special programming, special merchandise, and a renewed synergy with the Minisink Battleground Park and the Battle of Minisink. Fort Delaware is a living history museum telling the story of colonial America through the lives of those who lived in Cushatunk, the first permanent European settlement in the Upper Delaware. A visit to Fort Delaware will immerse you in the colonial era. You'll learn about the hardships of living on the frontier and how and why the Revolutionary War divided the settlement, with some residents remaining loyal to Great Britain and others embracing independence. It's the perfect place for a family outing this year as America celebrates its 250th birthday. Fort Delaware is located on the Upper Delaware Scenic Byway at 6615 Route 97 in Narrowsburg, New York. It will reopen for the 2026 season on Saturday, May 16th. Fort Delaware is owned by Sullivan County and operated by the Delaware Company.
Benedict Arnold was born in Norwich, Connecticut, the son of a wealthy businessman of the same name. He was sent to private school to study the classics under the Reverend Dr. James Cogswell, with the ultimate vision of attending Yale. That plan was derailed when two of the Arnold children died in a yellow fever outbreak, causing their father to seek solace in the bottle and eventually squander the family fortune. The dwindling family finances resulted in the general being recalled from private school and being apprenticed instead to his mother's cousins, the Lothrops, who operated a thriving apothecary business. Prior to losing his fortune and eventually dying as a young man, the elder Benedict Arnold invested for both himself and his teenage son in three large land purchases in the Upper Delaware, along with a number of other wealthy Norwich men. The parcels they purchased became the Cushatunk Settlement, the first permanent European settlement in the Upper Delaware. It doesn't appear as if either of the Benedict Arnolds ever visited their land here, but they will forever be listed among the original proprietors. Of course, today the younger Benedict Arnold is known for something quite different. After distinguishing himself in battle in the early years of the Revolution and rising to the rank of Major General as a result, Arnold made a deal with the British to switch sides. One of his many biographers, Jack Kelly, author of God Save Benedict Arnold, maintains that, for all of his excuses, Arnold never thought of himself as treasonous. True, Arnold felt neither remorse nor shame, Kelly writes. He cared about no man's judgment but his own, and he saw his actions, both before and after changing sides, as honorable. A Look Back is a collaboration between the Delaware Company and the Sullivan County Semiquincentennial Commission, produced exclusively for Bold Gold Media. I'm John Conway.